Hey, everybody out there. Now, you got the Bob Charles Show right here at WWW Kinetic Hi-Fi Radio on the Pyramid One Network. And tonight, we're going to be talking to someone that's a lot of miles away, maybe 8,000 or 9,000 miles away. Steve Richards, he's down in Australia, and he's going to be talking to us about some subjects that, you know what, I tell you something, it's something that everybody should know a little bit about and respect it. It's history. It might have even been where, who knows, they could have been your relatives. But let's put it this way. I will explain to you who Steve is. Steve is a shaman, aboriginal descendant. He created the healing technique, holographic kinetics, based on lore, rooted in ancient aboriginal shamanic lineage. Aboriginal's dreamtime healing takes a free flowing energy to use it to visualize through the dreamtime to manifest reality into existence. I got you, Steve. I see you. Okay.
Okay.
Back online.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I can hear a little bit of an echo off your speakers. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. You got it now. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you, Mr. Steve Richards.
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, yeah, right. Good morning by you. That's terrible.
Yes, it's nice morning over here. What is it over there to you?
Well, let me see. It's 7:02 over here, and at 7:02, that means it's, 10 o'clock by you?
That's pretty well on.
Yeah, see, I'm not that bad. We do so many countries, and then I get to know all of the countries. So, hey, that works for me. All right. I did tell him a little bit about you, a little bit about holographic kinetics based on lore, rooted in ancient aboriginal shamanic lineage. Now, a lot of people don't understand that. What is shamanic lineage? Does that mean your great grandfather's father's father's father? Was it passed down? Is it something that came from that type of lineage?
Well, I don't like the word shamanic, for a start. But what it is the culture itself has been alive, and the Aboriginal culture has been around for 60,000 years.
Wow.
In 60,000 years, they understood that everything in nature is alive. And as everything in nature is alive, therefore everything that is alive has a spirit. And everything that has a spirit can be communicated to. So in the past, before man learned to talk, he would telepathize by his thought processes, and they'd sit around what's called the dream time. And through the dream time, they would call in the spirit of the animal, and the spirit of the animal would donate its vehicle, and the next day, there's your lunch. Of course, the vehicle's in fight or flight. But once the spirit donates it, it moves to a higher octave. In other words, it can move into another vehicle, and it can keep evolving.
So that means that the spirit keeps going.
It keeps going. The spirit's endless. It's moving through time and space, taking on different vehicles.
Yeah,
or bodies, as we call it.
Yeah, I was going to say, we do talk about that a lot on the show, and because a lot of people think that when you die, you die. And what I say on the show all the time is, nobody dies.
That's correct. Yeah, and science knows that energy itself is a continuum. It never ceases to be. It's continuing all the time, going. And what happens is it's all within its own dimension. And what you need to do is understand how to access these dimensions and also access any living thing, because will it be a tree, will it be a rock? Everything that's alive has to have a life force, and the life force itself is that spirit. And when you understand how to access it, then you can access the spirit of any living thing out there. And it knows how, where, when, and why. It's actually a hologram of time. And man himself is exactly that. He's a hologram. He's like, the cells in him is a fractal of a hologram, but he's a hologram. And within man are all the memories, way back through time, through the epigenetic line of the ancestors, or through the spirit from way back in time. And it's these areas that makes this so unique to any other methodology out there, and we're getting results because we realize that the spirit comes through time with trauma. And that usually sets it up in the first 7 years. Now, I speak to a lot of doctors that work in the children's hospitals, and they tell me that, look, more than 50% of the children in children's hospitals, we have no idea what's wrong with them.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with them. The spirit brings trauma and sets it up in the first 7 years. That's what's wrong with them. We work with children, we access these traumas, and they're straight to it. Bring it up, make changes. Because what we do is we actually loop time up on the dimension. Then we put it outside time, which changes a mathematical formula, and creates a new time track. Where that event was is no longer.
You know, while you're talking about the children like that, and you did say 7 years. I've heard this before. The part now with the 7 years, there it's like stages, like from like one to say two, it's one thing, and then from three to five, it's something else, and then from five to seven, it's something else. It's like stages of the spiritual awareness in that person.
What takes place is that there's actually a mathematical formula for the universe, and it goes one to zero, and one is a singular, which is the law of intent. When two, in other words, say you and your spirit come together, then your ego and spirit, the duality, creates integration, which creates the triangle, which is the three. Now, the most powerful thing to walk the tongue, when we speak it, we start the four, which is the first form of matter in the invisible, which then flows through into the visible. When you call something in, it's like the kids draw the house with a square and they put a roof on it. So what you've done is you just call something in from another dimension through your intent into this dimension. What it does, it now creates the six, which is entrapment into you. The seven is a change. Every 7 years is a change. The cycle is the seven, the change. So when the seven comes, it creates a change. The life form you've just called in, it sets itself up in you. In other words, it changes you. It sets itself up, which moves into the eight, which there you are, stuck in time. There's all your prisoners repeating over and over the same thing because they're stuck in time. The moment you unfold it and you release it, you create the nine, which then creates zero, which is 360 degrees, completion of that dimension, and you're ready to another dimension of reality.
Wow.
So every 7 years, as you said, every 7 years is a change. And it's interesting that there's 7 days in the week.
Right.
At seven is the first change where you take Steiner education. They don't teach a child anything for the first 7 years because this is about the spirit learning to come through and develop itself in the first 7 years. Then the next 7 years, the programming of the soul.
You know, Steve,
and that's another story.
Steve, is there something that we now? I'm going to take this one step backwards in a way.
Sure.
Is there something that you can do with these children to work with that spiritual child to make them more aware, so that when they go through that 7 years, they come out fighting. You know, they want to learn, they want to do, they want to be. Successful people in their own lives.
Of course. You know, the only reason a person is not a successful person in life is because they're going to have some form of block or some program in there that's blocking them from the full progression of themselves. And when you find what the block is, and the only person that really knows that block, where it's coming from, is the spirit of the person. When you access through kinetics the spirit of the person, it'll tell you how, where, when, and why that dimension was set up. And remember, everything is a dimension of time from its beginning to its end. To understand that a little bit more, the ant may only live for a couple of days and the elephant for 300 years. But from the time the elephant starts living to the time it dies, from the time the ant starts living to the time it dies, there is no difference in the lifetime of those two within their own dimension. From its beginning to its end is a whole dimension of a lifetime for that particular ant and a lifetime for that particular elephant. Everything created as a thought is created within its own dimension of time.
And right now,
it can be for a second, it can be for an hour.
What I was going to say is right now we're at a pivotal time in our timeline, in a sense, because now we're starting a new timeline.
That's correct.
So if we're starting a new timeline, then things are going to change.
We've come to what we call the big conjunction.
Right.
And the big conjunction, the conjunction itself is, you know, the big last conjunction was deja vu. There's nothing new under the sun. It's all happened before. Deja vu was the last cycle. We're now repeating the last cycle. But if we in the present change the past, we will change the new future cycle as time will look itself. And then it puts you outside time and makes changes to the new dimension we're heading into.
That is very true. Let me take another part here. The dream time healing.
Yes.
Now, this is something that you work a lot on. And I actually had, because I posted everything about you, and that was posted last Sunday. And, you know, people have actually sent me an email a couple of times, and they said, well, what do they mean by dream time healing? Is that like when you go to sleep? And I said, well, sort of.
Okay. There's two facets to what I teach, and it's called dream time healing using holographic kinetics. Now, dream time healing is what, and this is acknowledgement of my own cultural past, this is acknowledging the ancestors of the past, this is acknowledging Aboriginal culture. And the dream time, they understand, because the dream time was how it was. You'd sit around at night to the campfire, and through the dream time, you would communicate telepathically to the animals, the trees, everything in nature. And nature, in turn, when you acknowledge it, would acknowledge and communicate to you. So during the dream time, they would put out for the next day, look, we need some lunch. They'd put out maybe the spirit of the kangaroo. And the next day, the spirit of the kangaroo would donate its vehicle. Its vehicle, the soul of the vehicle, is now in fight or flight. But the spirit brings the kangaroo there. Now what happens is the next morning, there's your lunch. And that spirit now moves up. It can evolve up or can move into another animal. In other words, it can evolve into another form until it's ready to move up into the human species and then move up the scale on its level. That is the dream time. The Aboriginal culture lived with the knowingness of the dream time. Now, my idea, and in the years of research, 40-odd years, over 40-odd years of research, we took it to a whole new level. By understanding what I knew about the past and by able to do what I could do as a teenager and a youth into some of the mind magic stuff I was doing, I took it to understand how's it work. And today, holographic kinetic is a science. It's a science of understanding that man himself is actually universe. And every cell in man is a hologram of time. But every cell in you has the memories of the creation of that cell that you captured and locked within yourself. Now, some of those cells can internalize. Some of them will repeat the patterns of cycles, because the way they work with the holographic kinetics itself is that every cell that you capture, which are electrons from the sun, because the sun is actually the father and the mother's been the earth. The mother gives birth.
Right.
So as the sun is the father, he gives life in the form of electrons. We now capture electrons through thought in what's known as inverted electromagnetic energy flux. Once we capture that electron, we program it. Just say, example, it's anger. Once we program it with anger, it locks into our cells. That's all it knows for its programming. So now, as it comes down a mathematical formula into you and locks in, that thought becomes a thought form, becomes a life form. Now, once it reaches the life form status point, it has the right to survive. Like everything else in nature, it has the right to survive. But it only knows its creation. The tree knows the tree. The grass knows the grass. The dog knows the dog. And that thought only knows it's that thought. So what does it do? It'll reproduce itself using you as a host for its own survival. There you are, repeating over and over the same cycles, not knowing why, because you're the host of your own creation that you chose to hang on to, which is growing within you, with the event eventually to take over you. As it is still growing, it's evolving, it's gaining intelligence. And as it does this, it learns about your actions and your reactions. As it gains intelligence, it eventually becomes what's known as an entity. When it reaches the entity status, it can now take over as compulsive disorder, because you now have no control. When he wants to surface, it'll surface and activate whatever its program is for its own survival once more. You're the host.
This is almost like recycling a soul.
Well, the difference between the spirit and the soul, let's get to understand a little bit about that.
Okay.
And what happens is the spirit is the essence of the being. Now, we go with people and we take them back to find out where the cause of the effect comes from. And the spirit indicates sometimes, and here's an example, I've got a doctor. And the doctor says, all right, you know, I've been impatient all my life. Where's it coming from? So we put him on the table, and his spirit indicates prior to 10, since 10, prior to 5, since 5, prior to 3, 2, 1, prior to birth, prior to conception, at conception, thank you, at conception, go there. And next minute, the spirit's talking out of the body. Father's raping mother, and she just wants it over and done with. All his life, he wants everything over and done with. It came from that moment of time. This is impatience. Till we unfolded time and space and changed the dimension for the future. And all of a sudden, as time loops, it changed at the 7, which is right angles, and creates a new time track outside time.
Hmm.
It's that simple. When you understand how to apply it and how to utilize this. And that even, you know, we go back today with some little spirits, and it's so many times we find, you know, 2-3 months, oh, thank you, little spirit. So it's inside mother 2 to 3 months. What's happening? Mum and dad are talking about having aborted. How does it make you feel, little spirit? They don't want me. And all their life, not one is locked in because of that thought process that locked into the spirit in that moment of time. It's aware of everything from the moment of conception, which takes life to a whole new level when you start to understand what we're really dealing with.
Yeah, but that's more or less understanding the difference between the spirit and the soul.
Well, that's your spirit. Now the soul.
Yeah.
For the soul.
Okay.
The soul is the moment you're born, the epigenetics of the ancestors. Now, science call epigenetics. They say that we now realize that the spirit of the ancestors can affect the generations below you. But my question to them was, well, how do you access it? Well, you can't access it. Well, I said, we can. Thank you very much. Because just say, and here's some examples. I'm dealing with stolen generation. Because stolen generation in this country was rife, you know, up to 1976. And you take 100 years ago and they came and took the kids. Well, that traumatized the spirit. Once it traumatized the spirit, it gave them access to the soul. In other words, we do another dimension here that can now enter and manipulate the trauma of the child and keep the trauma going. But when the little baby is born, the epigenetics of all the ancestors through time are all the memories of all the ancestors in the cell of the little baby at the moment it's born. All those experiences are in the cell, and the experiences are the soul. Now, the moment the baby is born is looking around the room, whoa, and it starts to get programmed. Everything external to internal that it takes on gets locked into the cells and becomes part of the soul. It is the experiences of the person. You know, when a person's on my table, I teach my students, there are four parts talking to me. I have the ego talking, I have the soul talking, I have the spirit talking, and I have life forms trying to justify their existence. You got to know who's talking because there's only one person I want to talk to, and that is the spirit of the being. Because he is the only one that can change the dimensions. He can also change the soul. But the soul are the experiences. If I hypnotize you and send you back in time and say you only know English in this life, but back in a past life, you're German. When I access the soul memories, you'll be speaking fluently to me in German, although you don't know German, because that was the experience that was locked into the soul.
Uh-huh.
So everything locked into the child's cells, all the programming becomes part of the soul programming. Now, what happens, a lot of people are just running programs and they have no idea of the programs that they're running.
Okay, so when they're running these programs, Ned, what you mean by programs is they're going through their lives but not knowing where they're going.
Because the programs in the cells, which are the cells in the soul of the experiences that are stuck in time, are repeating. You know, I sat on the court cases. I said Aboriginal court cases there for 8 weeks. I listened to every single kid going through. And every single one of them, you'd say to the judge, and this is it, you've got to listen to what you're listening. You've got to listen to who's talking. And the spirit talks out of them. And the spirit saying to the judge, I don't know, Your Honour, why I keep doing the same thing over and over. It's trying to tell you he's stuck in time. No one has ever cleared the dimension he's stuck in. The moment you go and you clear that dimension, he's no longer stuck in time.
So it's clearing it. And then it goes forward.
Yes, once you clear what they're stuck in.
Okay.
What they're stuck in is the action and reaction, the action and reaction, action and reaction. When you clear it, they come to what I call the point zero as the observer, and they can move forward in time. While they're stuck in time, they keep repeating it. You know, I've worked in the mental health wards of some of the prisons where people classify as mentally insane because the voice is in the head. I go in, I bring the things up that are in there. I have them physically talking out of the body. I find out where they came from, if they're spirits, I find out why they haven't moved on, why they ended. I then deal with their trauma, release them. Next day, there's no more voices. And these people have been released because they're not mentally insane anymore.
If you, all right, if it's something like that, what I understand what you're saying here, but is this something that we all, I mean, this is something that's going on to all of us, not just, you know, persons with stuck spirits?
Welcome to the real world.
Yeah, this is kind of crazy, too, because, you know, we got a crazy world going on right now.
We have a crazy world, and it's getting crazier.
That's right.
Because of some of the, I'm aware of dimensions that are merging with our dimension right now. And there's some pretty big stuff coming through.
Yeah, somebody said, you know, some of the people who, you know, well, I have Crystal Skull Guardians, Annette, that we've had on the show, Annette, and other intuitive people. And it's funny because there is a lot going on.
That's correct. Our world, you see, the thing is that we are not looking. We think because of our programming, we live in a lineal world, and we think it's a lineal world. Big joke. I tell you now, right. We are multidimensional beings in a multidimensional world. And until you can understand the world we're living in, only then, when you recognize it, can you and will you be able to access and clear these other dimensions?
You know, Steve, that so many people, what you just said, actually, and I'm not kidding, this is the truth. Many, many people don't understand that, I say it all the time, and I mean, people email me once in a while and ask me what's in my coffee. But I tell them all the time, hey, linear time doesn't exist. It does not exist. Man invented it.
That's a good way of controlling man.
Yeah. So there you go.
And my thing is, man didn't invent it. What's been controlling our world from other dimensions invented it.
Well, I was pretty funny to one guy. I said, did you ever see a sundial on anybody's wrist in Rome? So it's like, hey, you know. But no, seriously, though, they didn't, when the sun came up, they knew what time it was. It was time to get up.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, man in the early days, he came from what I call, he came from left, which is the spirit side. And, in the early days, man telepathized, and he could pick up intuition, which is spirit, intuition, pick up other things. But man's become so dogmatically programmed into an external world of reality that he's moved right to the right, where everything has to be structural. You know, we get these science, not these letters back from governments, well, we need empirical evidence, Well, hang on, hear me a thought. Well, hang on, you say thoughts don't exist because there's no empirical evidence.
That's true. That is
true. You see, what they're saying is if we can't see it, pull it apart, then it doesn't exist. Well, they mustn't exist because thoughts don't exist. And yet if you take the fact of a thought, look outside. There is not one thing out there you can see. Look at jets, look at ships, look at buildings, look at skyscrapers, look at everything in your house. Everything out there was only a thought at one time till man learned to manifest and bring it together into reality.
One of your mates down there said that yes, time is a control, is the interdimensional beings to control man.
That's correct.
And right on the other side of the island from you.
Yeah. If man is ignorant and he can be controlled and he's kept in the dark and he's kept in the blame game, then he's just going to constantly look for someone else to blame for his issues. And he's not going to look at the reality of what's really going on in our world. Therefore, how can he ever change what's going on in our world if you don't acknowledge it? You've got to first acknowledge it. When you acknowledge it, you can make changes. And I'll tell you now, you should see some of the things we have had physically shape-shifting on the table out of human bodies. The very first time you ever see it, it's a big shock to the students, first time they see it, because it's something that's never taught, that these dimensions, and some of the stuff's coming through lately is very arrogant, very violent, and very big. It doesn't want to leave, and it kicks up a jolly good fuss, but we have ways, as they say.
And this is coming through from the spiritual side.
That's correct. It's in there with the spirit of the person's in the vehicle. Remember, the vehicle is the body, and the experience is the soul, but the spirit came in at the moment of conception. Now, If something else came in with that spirit, then it can be in there. If you've opened the door and let something in through drugs and alcohol, then you can have other beings in there as well. Now, their aim is they all want the vehicle. It's a bit like having a little minibus, and the minibus is full of hitchhikers, and they're all trying to drive the vehicle every now and then. And every now and then, one of the big boys will say, "Move aside, I'm driving," and you're back in the back seat.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Here's one for you, Ned, because we got a break coming up in about 3 minutes. They were Aboriginals were psychic,
yes,
and telepathic.
That's
using
correct.
The spiritual internal word or world of manifestation.
That's correct.
Yeah. Now, okay. Define. What, I mean, I know that they're psychic and telepathic. That's for sure. Because you don't, I mean, let's face it, you don't see these guys powwowing, you know, at some club and at somewhere or something. Only the modern ones. The elders, they don't talk.
They didn't have to talk.
That's what I'm saying. They don't have to talk.
And even now, look, you go into some communities, you get some of the clever men in there, and before you even get there, they know you're coming. You know, it was years ago, and we go back, 50-odd years ago, I remember reading reports where, you know, they had science come out from America, and they went for 6 months to do research with some of the communities. And, you know, they'd hop on a plane to go to the next community, and one of the older men would be there, and he'd shake hands, he'd say, "Where are you off to?" And he says, maybe Wujawuja. And he's okay. The plane arrives, and the guy's there to greet him. They can step in and out of Buddha circles and move through time. You know, look, the things they could do, no man ever told them they couldn't. So right. Therefore, as some of the old elders said to me, I didn't go to school and I didn't get educated. Therefore, I can't tell them what I do. I only know I can do it. And that sums it up.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, that kind of gets it. But you know, I tell you something. The things that people, normal everyday people that don't read maybe, don't understand about Aboriginal people, because they were like one of the first beings on the face of this earth that we know
they
of
were
that we can
original
we can, right
original the very first.
Yeah. So, I mean, these people had, I mean, look, they got more sense, spiritual sense their little finger than probably, you give me 100,000 people don't know what they do.
That's correct. And the shameful thing that England did when it came out here was to steal the children under what was known as stolen generation. This then traumatized the spirit of the child. It traumatized the spirit of the family, it traumatizes the spirit of the community. And when the children and the adults and others are traumatized, they are now vulnerable to invasion by other forces. Now, once that takes place, other beings can now work on those emotions to keep them in a state of vulnerability and down. Now, the English, their whole idea was, once they did this, well, you know, they used to say, well, he's a half caste, he's a quarter caste, he's eighth caste, and look, we've bred the black out of them. But you can't breed out the spirit. It's the knowingness in the spirit through time that all this understanding is there. And it's there as a knowingness. When we start working with some of the people in these communities, it's there in their blood. It's there in their knowingness. When we access the spirit, bang, it's there. All the old stuff's there. They remember it straight away. It's there.
Well, there you go. Well, we're going to take a little break in that for a couple of minutes. And that all the networks that we're in, Washington, New York, L.A., they're all going to take their break in it. So we're going to take our break at the same time so that nobody misses a word you say.
Okay, thanks.
So we'll be right back. This is the Bob Charles Show. This is www.kinetichi-fi.com at the Pyramid One Network. Just hang in there. We'll be right back.
In your life, it might be your personal credit score. It affects everything in your life. Do you know how to read a credit report? How can you fix something if you don't even know it's broken? TurnScore is your personal credit valet. Simple, safe, secure, and you can manage your personal credit profile from the privacy of your home or office. Take control of your credit score today at TurnScore.com. That's TurnScore.com. TurnScore, changing lives one credit score at a time.
If you're a mortgage broker, a real estate professional, a car dealer, general manager, an insurance broker, or a company human resource manager, you can actually join this program and give credit repair away for free to people who can't do business with you because their credit is bad. Call Atlantic Repair LLC at 888-957-1118 to schedule a meeting with a representative today. Again, that number is 888-957-1118. We want to hear from you today. Hey, this is the Bob Charles Show. This is Bob Charles. Let me tell you about my sponsor. Flesh Bank is a leading national merchant service provider providing credit card processing and a host of other electronic payment solutions to businesses small and large in almost every market in America. Flesh Bank views our customers as partners and strives to provide the most competitive pricing and best support in the business. Now, how about a national company that can put your money in your bank in 12 hours? Yes, 12 hours from the settle. If you batch out your machine before 7 p.m., your money will be in your bank account at 6 o'clock the next morning. Here's the number to call and save money now and be able to use your money today. Call 888-957-1118 or 843-793-4292. It's your money. Use it. Plus, free quotes. What are you waiting for? Call the number. Hey, happy holiday from Atlantic Repair LLC. Do you know we have a deal this holiday season? You can get your credit report done for you one time for the service charge only. That's right. One time we will do your credit report from one end to the other, just once, for just the service charge. Call 888-957-1118. Call it now. Don't sit down and say, no, I'll do it tomorrow. Do it today. Call 888-957-1118. Atlantic Repair LLC. Happy holiday.
Lisa, can you get the air conditioner on?
Oh, yeah. Quite hot in here. Oh, yeah. We're here. It's the Bob Charles Show right here, right now on www.kinetichi-fi.com. Hey, listen, everybody, Annette, that's out there, Annette, I want to tell everybody, this is from my heart and everybody else and all the guests that have been on the show and everything else, Annette, please drive safely tomorrow if you got to go somewhere, if you're going to fly somewhere, Annette, be careful. Anything you got to do, get to your family, have your dinner, get full, I don't care, the whole nine yards and everything else. Have a happy Thanksgiving on us. Thank you. Steve.
Yes.
Hello. I can see, you know what? You don't have your camera on, but I can see your smile from here. Another thing that I want to go over with you that we have spoken about on the show. And the funny thing is too, when you talk about things that we've talked on the show, it's been through a total gamut of people. We've got, it's been everything from, tree people. We have someone that who clones ancient trees and plants trees around the world. That's one side. We also have people who, actually see and speak to fairies on the west coast of our country. We also have people who are intuitives and psychics. You name it. I've talked to them. But you say exactly the same thing. Everybody says the same thing. I mean, this is great. I mean, if everybody gets to get it through their thick head, you know, maybe we'll get somewhere here. You said they were taught the understanding of communication with spirits of animals, trees, rocks, and water, that all life forms are alive and interconnected. That was a brilliant statement.
That's correct. And the first thing I find is that if you're not going to acknowledge anything, it's not going to acknowledge you. But the moment you make the choice to acknowledge it, it will then acknowledge you. And everything is alive.
Yeah, you know, we were talking to someone who does the trees and everything. And they said, you know, if you cut a limb off a tree, do you know that trees cry? And I was
yes.
Whoa.
That's correct. They have feelings.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a fascinating event in one of the communities we did, and it was a great big old tree. It's about, it must be 200 years old at least, and huge old tree, and we had a bit of spare time, and I just kept getting drawn to this tree, so I put one of my students on the table, and I surrogate the tree in, and the tree is physically talking out of the body. And I said, "Is there anything detrimental in the last 150 years? I said, "Yes." Anyway, it told us some stuff it saw, but then I said anything else, and it said yes. When they put the bolts in me, that hurt. And we enfolded time and space, and we cleared the trauma of it. And we went outside, we're looking around this tree for bolts, and then where in hell are these bolts? And then someone said, "Hey, look there." And he's 50 feet up the tree, every 18 inches were these 6-inch bolts. Now,
wow.
We didn't know that till the tree told us.
Wow.
It has feelings.
And, you know, it's funny, too, in it, when you go into, for instance, rocks are full of energy. The ground is full of energy. The trees, anything.
That's correct.
In other words, we are looking at something that's, what would you call it, a holographic present of what we're seeing now.
That's correct. And everything, like, the trees are very interesting because we did some research with some very ancient, I'm talking about 600-year-old trees, and we called them in. And I never heard anything so intelligent in my whole life as these trees when they came through. And they're fully aware of what's taking place on the earth, but they're trying to prepare for the changes. But what they said was, we pick up everything through our leaves, pass them down the stems, for we are the consciousness of the earth. And that came from the ancient trees. And that makes me then stop and look at the Avatar movie and think, well, the Tree of Life. There's a bit of truth in what we're talking about here.
And it also says that this includes your thoughts and your emotions that become thorough forms
life.
And grow, into
that's
life
correct.
Forms. And
that's correct.
And that's, I mean, put it this way. I mean, that's reality.
In Western Australia, there's been a number of cases that I'm aware of where police crimes have been solved by Aborigines who would sit under the tree and talk to the tree, and the tree told them what happened. Then they'd tell the police. They followed up, and arrests came from that.
Tattletale trees.
Well, there's no more secrets. They only tell truth. That's the beauty about spirit. It only talks truth.
I mean, that's pretty good, though. I mean, are you sure that the policeman didn't arrest the Aboriginal people for saying it?
No, they're fully, a lot of the police over there are aware of the awareness of, some of these Aboriginal and what they can do. You know, it's natural, it's in them, there's a lot of awareness they've got, because intuition is very powerful within a lot of these people.
Yeah, but don't
it's just a shame what the Western society has done to them, but has really destroyed the passing on of a lot of this wonderful knowledge.
I was actually gonna nail that one, Annette, but you kind of got it before I did. You know, so much of the old history, the old civilization, the old spiritual thoughts and things, they're going away. You know, as the older people that die off, if the younger ones don't remember, forget it.
Well, it's more like the, you know, when they did the Stolen Generation, they virtually did this right across the country. And I don't know whether you're aware, in Australia, you know, you go back and you used to be able to get what's known as an Aboriginal hunting license. And you go for a quota for the weekend and shoot Aborigines for the weekend. You know, this is how it was in the past. Now, what took place is there's mass trauma in many parts of the country because of what took place. But the Stolen Generation and the destruction, what they did then is they put them into homes run by the church. Now the church came in and they'd whipped the living daylights out of you for speaking your native language. English was the only language allowed to be spoken. So therefore, they'd whip the day. I'm dealing with 80-year-old women today. Some of my clients I've worked with reverting back to 8 years old.
Wow.
And reliving the trauma, being whipped constantly for speaking native language. You see, one of the universal laws is, do you know why old people, before they die, revert back in time? They revert back to any trauma they've got in life that's never been dealt with. This is part of the universal laws. Deal with your stuff now so you don't have to come back. Because if you don't deal with it now, you're going to bring it back again, set up again.
Yeah,
old people really need to be cleared of these issues as well.
Yeah,
not being done.
I was going to say, you got to keep coming back, because each time you come back, you have a mission when you come back, and if your mission was incomplete the first time, you got to come back and redo it.
That's correct. And the whole idea is, as I said, the beings are running our world today, was if we can create trauma, we can lock them in time. And then we've got what they call souls of harvest. We can keep harvesting back through time, and these beings never get out of the game because they're stuck in dimensions of time.
And that's not a good place to be stuck.
No, it's not.
Not a good place.
We are meant to be free as a spirit, free to move through time, free to move through space, and free not to be trapped in a vehicle. So when the time comes, we can move on, we can evolve constantly.
Well, let's get into you a little bit more, Annette. You are a teacher, and you have students. And you have students.
I do.
You have students all over the world.
I have 620 students that have come from over 30 countries around the world so far. My target is I want students from over 50 countries, so they in turn can deal with trauma in their own country of the past.
Okay, so what does a Steve course actually encompass?
The course takes 7 days. And that's just tip of the iceberg. And in that 7 days, we teach you how to access, first off, the spirit. We teach you the difference between the spirit and the soul. We teach you how to access the major issues that come down the genetic hereditary line of the mother. The major issues come down the genetic hereditary line of the father. Then we go in with the spirit. Major issues come through time that belongs to your spirit. Then we go in and look at issues that are affecting you. All I want to know is effect. I don't want to know the history of your life. Just tell me what the effects are. Your spirit will give me the cause. You'll be back there reliving it, no matter where it is on the time track. And then we loop time, we change those dimensions. Then we go and look for interdimensional interference in the form of any entities, internal or internal ones you create by act of a thought that evolve within you and can affect you. External ones are ones that have been invited in. Then you get spirits at times. You know, you look at some of these people with Tourette's. You get people barking like a dog and plucking like a chicken. Excuse me. And we find animal spirits. What we found is what's known as reciprocal exchange of energy. What does that mean? What actually means, if you kill an animal or a human without permission, then that spirit, because you destroyed his vehicle, has a right to your vehicle. He can now move into your vehicle. Now, not only if you've killed him, but if you're there when something's died and you feel sorry for it or pity on it, it can move in. Now, once it's in there, you can actually live the traits of that particular animal or that human. You know, I had one lady who came to me, and she's had 3 spinal operations. She's still riddled with pain. This is 40 years later. We get her on the table. The spirit indicate 18, go there. Next minute, she's screaming hysterically on the table. I forgot. I totally forgot what happened. Had a head-on collision in a car when I was 18. Thank you. And what happened? The other woman died. Thank you. I check, and sure enough, the spirit of the other woman's in her. How'd she die? Spinal injuries. This woman was robable because she was careless. But what's happening now will happen before. What's happening now has happened before. What's happening now will happen again. So the spirit doesn't want it to happen again. So I release the spirit. The moment I release the spirit, all the spinal issues she had disappeared. But she had three spinal operations for what wasn't even hers, because she lived in the traits of the spirit that was in her. We have had many cases of the similarity, including animal spirits and people taking on the traits of the animals.
This is almost like an entity taking over your body.
It's not an entity.
No,
it's
I'm not. I don't. I mean spirit, but I'm just saying. No, I mean if to people in that who are listening who don't understand sometimes that what spirit taking over a body is, it's like an entity
taking over
a body. In other words, that
and yet you've really got to be very specific when we're dealing with this, because an entity. An internal entity is one that's created by the very act of a thought that you've been feeding through time. It's evolving to the state. It can take over as a compulsive disorder, and it's now manipulating you for your vehicle.
Right, exactly.
Now, a spirit is something you may have killed, which is you've taken on, and because you destroyed his vehicle, he has a right to your vehicle, so he's sharing your vehicle with you.
Well, how about the rights of walk-ins?
Ah, now that's different.
Ah.
What I've found, every single person, I've worked with five people that have been drowned and resuscitated. And every single one of them, when they were drowned, their spirit stepped out of the body, vacant possession. An opportunist jumped in. And when we went to work on them, there were three, four, five other beings in there as well that had taken the opportunity to jump in because it was vacant possession, just for that split second, till they resuscitated again.
So in other words, NDEs may, at one point or another, been jumped.
An entity, another spirit, or other forces. There's a whole range of things out there.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, for instance, Nat, I've spoken to many, many people who are now intuitive or spiritual, and they, after their accident, they had a whole different look on life.
Oh, yeah, that's correct, because there's liable to have other things that's now sharing the vehicle with them.
Yeah, I mean.
And you can clear these things out and give them back control. That's what we do at times.
Yeah, I had said to one woman that was telling me that she had this, you know, she was doing one thing. I mean, the two things that she was doing, being the spiritual person and whatever she did before, but I do remember that she did something that was drastically different than the new path that was carved for her. So it was like somebody that was totally different than her had either changed her or taken her over.
That's correct. Now, listen, one of the interesting things is that when you have a heart transplant, the spirit's connected to the heart, the spark of life. And when you have a heart transplant, the amount of people that change their personalities. I have clients on the table of heart transplants. I say, do you know I own your heart? No. And I ask for permission. I get permission. And I bring up the spirit that owned the heart. And I have it now physically talking out of the body. And it tells me what happened, how it lost its heart. I change time for both parties. So in the future, they can both keep their hearts.
Yeah, that'll shake you up a little bit.
Well, I mean, remember, the thing is, the other spirit's actually physically talking out of the body, telling who it was, and they can associate straight away with it because so many times people say, ever since the heart transplant, he's been a different person. Well, he has.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, I'm just saying that. I mean, I had an NDE myself. But I don't feel like I'm anybody different than what I was before. I'm just better.
Well, I could make a comment on that, but I won't.
See? I mean, I'm serious. I mean, I'm not kidding. I mean, you know, for instance, where you and I are on microphones right now. For 38 years, sure. I was a lead singer in a band.
Okay.
So it's still a microphone.
That's correct.
But I'm better
You're
at
still
it.
Still doing because... the same. The soul is still carrying out the old programs. You understand the soul is carrying out the old programs. What you're doing, they're all the old programs that are in you still. But the spirit itself is different. The spirit's totally different.
Oh, so
he's connected to the heart, his intuition. The spirit's different. And what happens is you can take on a different spirit.
So that's your reprogrammer.
The soul is the programming. The
right.
soul, and what happens with your soul is you can have a heart transplant. Although you have a heart transplant, you put a different spirit in, the soul memories are all in the cell still. It's still going to keep running the program. But the personality that can change because the spirit's linked to the heart and the personality.
Well, next time I need a heart, if I ever need a heart, I'll definitely let me tell you something, Steve. Your phone will ring, believe me.
Well, the interesting thing here, I often wonder, and that is what happens when people have pig's hearts put in.
You're talking like these. How about the ones that have these machines? Now, what happens to them?
Well, that's an interesting scenario there too. It'd be good to work on some of those people just to find out what happens there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm serious. I mean, okay, so if you get a machine, that's not. I mean, your heart went south because it was no good, and the machine has no soul, obviously.
Well, all the memories in the soul. It's like all your organs. You know, if you have an organ transplant, well, it has soul memories in it.
Right.
But the spirit's still going to be connected, but the spirit's mostly connected to the heart, which is a spark of life, is your heart. So when the heart stops, then the spirit departs.
Hmm. Okay. That sounds okay to me. I mean, as long as I keep my heart, that's it. I'll stay right there. That's okay by me. One of the things that you said in here was the negative energies we held in past lives and energies are ancestors held has left us confused and disempowered with internal conflicts. You know, that sounds like my government up here. How about yours?
Yeah, well, it's the same thing here. I mean, I call them the, you know, whenever I have had meetings or try to organize change, I call them the buck passing parties.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're always passing the buck. No one's taking responsibility. Nobody wants to make change. So no change ever comes. They all talk about it. But I look at it like this. You've got a little box. And inside the box, these people go to school and they're programmed and the program's in the box. They go to university, they get programmed, the program's in the box. They go on and become whatever they are, the program's in the box. They're running the program in the box. But, you know, you try and get to think outside the box, it's impossible. Unless it's part of the program in the box, they don't have the capabilities. And they all talk about we need to look outside the box. We need to think innovatively. We need to think to make changes. And yet it's always the same people in the same box that are talking about to make the changes.
Yeah, well, that sounds like Washington. But you're being listened to in Washington, D.C. right now. So,
Well, he's hoping they listen and want to make some changes to some of their suffering soldiers.
Yeah,
because I know what's going on with those fellas. I'm working on soldiers here at times. I work with ex-Viet vets, and I've got spirits of Viet Cong talking out of the body. You know, again, it's the same thing. You've really got to understand what you're dealing with in the multi-dimensions, and if you destroy a vehicle, that spirit is right to your vehicle. And you talk about control. You know, I was over on the East Coast there, and a friend of mine who's in the military, he had a friend who's ex-vet, and he asked if I'd work on him. So I said, yeah, no problem. I said, look, I won't charge you. We'll do him for nothing. So the guy rings up the Veterans Association and says, look, the guy out from Australia doing this stuff and working on people, and it's all right if you can have a session. And their comment was, there are a lot of charlatans out there. I wouldn't bother going and doing anything. So then he rings up and says, I'm not allowed to. I thought, well, boy, that's what you call programming. I can't think for myself. But they told me I can't, so therefore I can't. That's programming.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds a little one-sided to me.
He's a guy who's got a chance to possibly be cleared of his issues because we get some very good results with these areas. And yet, he won't come because somebody in the Veterans Association says, don't go.
You know, one of the things that you also said was nothing occurs by chance or a random occurrence. Every single action or effect has an underlying cause.
That's correct.
That's profound. I'm serious. I mean, it is.
Well, the reality is that whatever effect is going on in your life, it has a cause. Now, science knows every action has a counter-reaction. Every cause has an effect. Well, hang on. Why isn't mental health looking at the cause of these effects? Instead of dumbing and numbing them with medication, why aren't they dealing with the cause of the effect? Because they don't have the tools.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why. And a lot of time they don't want the tools.
That is true. I mean, we talk about the same thing up here, too. I mean, doctors that will prescribe all kinds of drugs, and I'm talking drugs. Oh, my God. they will throw you to, I don't know, a pharmacy, you know? I mean, it's like it'll cost you $500 worth of every kind of pill you could possibly think of. But the only thing the pill does is hide the symptom, not the disease.
And let other things in. It lowers your defenses. You know, my very first time of working in the field of other dimensions was I was running a big health retreat, and I had a lady who was on 10 months of medication. She's on the floor, she's out like, and I'm watching her features changing while she's laying there. And I was with a couple of practice, so I wonder if we can bring these things through. So we started bringing these things through, and they started talking out the body in all different, you know, let's say personalities coming through. And that was one of the first times we started dealing with some of the other dimensions and how to deal with them and access them. Today we're aware that a lot of medication lowers your defences. It makes you dumb and numb, so your defences are down. When your defences are down, you're now vulnerable to other dimensions. Now, if you didn't have voice in the head before, you're going to have them now, because these beings are going to be working on you because they want your vehicle.
So, in other words, actually the drugs are like taking no drugs.
It's worse.
Yeah, worse.
Because a lot of people only had minor stuff. They didn't have other things in there that are coming through the drugs now. And there's some pretty big stuff that's getting a hold of people that's coming in through the drugs.
Yeah, that's something that's no good. There's so many things that are going on right now in our world that I stress to people that all the time, you know, people like you and other people that I have on the show, listen. That's all I ask people to do. Just listen. I mean, it'll give you a different idea or theory behind, you know, what's going on around.
Look, one of the things I've found is that even with other dimensions, is everything is linked to a dimension of time. If it's interdimensional, and there are a whole range of beings out there in other dimensions, they're only a byproduct of a dimension. Where did the dimension come from? What created that dimension to let it in? That's what you have to find. And when you find the cause, that effect, and you change the dimension, then you go and after what's come into that dimension, clear it out of the dimension, and then that dimension now is a clear dimension without interference.
Wow. The thing that I'd like you to do, let's let you tell everybody how to get in touch with you and where to look for you and where your website is and, you know, where they can find you and whatever. Because I know a lot of people in Australia are listening to it now. In fact, they're reminding me it's almost the end of the show. See, they've been listening.
Okay.
If it was another, you know what? I'll tell you something, Steve. If it was an hour longer, they'd be here.
No problems. Yeah. Look, it's www.holographickinetics.com. And there's 90-odd pages of info in there and case studies, very unusual case studies. I've only got tip of the iceberg of one or two of different variables of cases, but you'll see some of the areas we're getting to. We're getting areas nobody's getting to because of what we understand.
All right, so thank you very much for being on the show. It was great. I'm telling you.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
You know what? You got to come back in it because we have to really, really talk about the culture a little bit more. The Aboriginal culture.
Well, my thing is acknowledging, I look at the fact that everything's been raped off them, and the only thing that's been raped is this knowledge. And my thing is, this is theirs. This is from the past. This is from my own ancestral past. And I always acknowledge the fact that it has to be given to the spirits of the ancestors of the past where all this knowledge came from in the first place.
You know what? I know it's getting close now to the end, but, you know, wouldn't it be nice, though, if everybody understood?
We have a wonderful world. And if children at a very young age, were developed to deal with any trauma that's coming through and were then to understand these other dimensions, we could develop brilliant children. They're already doing this in China and Russia. And yet, in the Western world, we're totally ignorant to these areas.
Wow. Well, thank you very much, Steve. It was great having you on the show.
Thank you.
All right, Steve. Good night.
Good night.
Now, I want everybody to know that, don't forget, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. And you know what that means? That means a lot of turkey and a lot of eating and a lot of good stuff. So everybody out there, have a good time. please be safe. It's our world. Start taking care of it. It's time to think for yourself. Open your heart to reality and to all the misinformation that you hear. Just say no. Time as we know it is changing. Change with time. Don't forget, you can write me or the show direct at BobCharlesShow@live.com. Thank you to the networks that make this an international show. Thank you to Knock Hard Radio, New York's best. Bandit Radio, FM, the best in the West. Mix Network, mixing world energy around the world, around the globe. WBAD.net, used to be Bad Tomato Radio, FM, now WBAD.net. And listen to the Tom and Susie Show on Sundays, live from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Don't forget, this is Pyramid One Network. If you really want to hear the show anytime on Pyramid Network, just go to the website, www.pyramidonenetwork.com, and just click on right under where it says Listen Now. Bingo, we're there. The number one, this is the number one informative, educative community station heard global in over 103 countries and South Carolina. God bless y'all. Have a good Thanksgiving. Bob Charles, out. Good night.